Hello, home theater fans, and happy Monday. My name is Todd Anderson, your host here on the Home Theater News Review Podcast and editor at the Home Theater Forum, avnirvana.com. You can watch this podcast being recorded on our YouTube channel or listen to it right on Spotify and iTunes. Please follow us and leave us some feedback. We definitely appreciate it. And of course, come hang out with us and our home theater community over at avnirvana.com. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. It was ridiculously beautiful here in the Baltimore, Washington metro area. I actually got out to the driving range on Saturday and started to knock some rust off my golf swing. And it's looking like this week is going to be much more of the same. I hope wherever this finds you, the weather is headed in the same direction as it's heading here. And by that, I mean spring. Today is February 5th, 2024. And here's a little history check for you guys. On this day back in 1919, a person that you may recognize, Charlie Chaplin, he and a few colleagues decided to give actors more control by founding the Hollywood film studio United Artists. Now, the vast majority of the UA film library, we're talking post-1952, is now owned by MGM Studios. And at this point, that name really isn't used all that much, if ever. The last two films to bear the UA name, well, that would be the 2009 remake of Fame and a hilarious comedy called The Hot Tub Time Machine. Also, on this day in 1944, a 15-chapter serial film series called Captain America. Sound familiar? For you Marvel fans out there, this marked the first appearance of a Marvel superhero outside of a comic book ever. So there's your roots. And if all of a sudden your MCU super fandom feels incomplete, you can watch all 4 hours of the series on YouTube. I've linked to those shows right down in the show notes below. All right, so let's dive into some of the biggest news stories happening in the world of home theater. And for the most part, that means ISE, which stands for Integrated Systems Europe. That's a trade show that takes place in Barcelona, Spain. I've actually never attended this one, but my friend Rick Latovsky over at MadVR tells me it's like CEDIA meets CES. So it's everything that we love about CEDIA, just on a much bigger scale. Sounds really incredible to me, so I may have to beg, borrow, and steal my way over there in 2025. And speaking of MadVR, we'll kick things off with them. They used ISE to announce that the JBL Synthesis SDP75, which is a processor, that has achieved MadVR's certificate of NV Platinum status, while a bunch of JBL Synthesis and Arcam gear have achieved gold status. Basically, that means that MadVR has tested the gear in-house, confirming that they can pass something like 1,110, or maybe it's 1,120 different iterations of video signals. And if you're wondering, how can they achieve all those video signals? Well, they hit that number by manipulating 12 or 13 different variables, things like resolution, frame rate, bit depth, factors like that. And then achieving a gold status has additional high-level requirements that need to be met, like support of 18 gigabits per second through HDMI, along with passing various HDMI reliability tests. I think there's maybe 7 or 8 more items that things need to pass to get that gold status. And then Platinum adds on 3 more tests, including confirming the availability of EDID auto limpsync and HD CP input and output matching and IP control for mute and setting or getting volume level and active HDMI input. So that's what's going on in the world of MadVR and high-end processing. Probably the most exciting news in the last week, at least from my perspective, came out of Pro Audio Technology when the company's founder, that's Paul Hales, gave us a glimpse of the company's new infrasonic subwoofer that is the ULFC221IS. This will be Pro's first infrasonic sub. Not sure if they have plans to make more. When we caught up with Hales at CEDIA, he told me that they had one in the works and said he thought it would hit down to 7 or 8 hertz. That's territory that you can feel, but not hear. Generally speaking, human hearing has a lower limit of about 20 hertz. And infrasonics exist below that threshold. According to what we saw this past week, it's confirmed that the 221IS can hit 7 hertz and has an onboard amp capable of 8,000 watts. And as quite a few folks, including Mark Seaton at Seaton Sound, pointed out, the model name 221 indicates that the sub might carry 2 21-inch drivers, but we'll have to wait for more details as they become available, which should be really soon. And just to let you know, we are actively booking Pro as a guest on an upcoming live stream so we can dig into everything bass with both Pro audio technology and theory. Head over to our homepage if you want to see pictures of this new Pro Beast. It's definitely eye candy for bass heads, I'll say that. This thing is huge. Speaking of bass, Trenov arrived at ISE with another waveforming announcement. Waveforming is the company's proprietary room correction software that focuses on the low-end frequencies. It's been out for about a year. By out, I mean, it was announced and rolled out to a few showrooms, and it's been in the hand of beta testers. It's not out for general public consumption just yet. Now, the most recent announcement is called pressurization. Trenov says waveforming comprises two distinct modes, pressurization and propagation. The pressurization mode maximizes a system's performance below the room's first mode, enhancing impact, pressure, and efficiency, even through infrasonic frequencies. It achieves this by utilizing a room's front and rear subwoofers as a single 3D volumetric array below its first mode frequency, maximizing pressurization across the acoustic field. Now, propagation steps in to reach beyond mitigating those room modes. It eliminates the modal response from the first mode up to 150 hertz, where room modes are most problematic. So you may be asking, what is a room mode? It's basically created when a sound wave travels between two opposite boundaries, say, for example, the front and back of a room. And the first mode happens at the frequency where the distance between the two boundaries is equal to half a wavelength, and modes appear then and multiples of that first modal resonance. In these areas, you can get big peaks and dips in frequency response, which can lead to boominess or an appearance of something that might be missing. Now, Trenov demoed pressurization at ISE along with its partners Crix, Affincino Acustica, and Barco in a crazy 33-channel system. Let's just wrap our heads around that for a moment. 33 channels, and that was partly made up of 14 individual subwoofers. This is like a dream room for someone like myself. I would love to have 14 subs in my home theater room. Well, if it was anything like the room they ran at Cedia this past year, it must have been something else to experience. No word on when this will ultimately become available for public consumption. And that takes us to Barco, which launched two new projectors at ISE. The new i600 and QDX were showcased and are designed more for commercial facing applications. We're talking about art houses and museums, simulation environments, you know, places like that. Both are 4K projectors with high levels of light output. The QDX offers access to full rec 2020 color, 40,000 lumens of light, which is crazy bright, and a much lighter design, physically speaking, to help with transportation and installation of the projector. This is really not gear that's made for the home theater environment, but still fun to monitor nonetheless, especially coming from a company like Barco. A company named HED, or H-E-D, maker of the Unity headphone, has announced a partnership with a spatial audio solutions firm named Hear360. Among its many technical features, the Unity headphone has an onboard 9-axis internal measurement unit made up of a 3-axis gyroscope, an accelerometer, and a 3-axis compass. All of those are meant to track your head's position when you have the headphones on. The new partnership brings Hear360's spatial audio engine into the mix, delivering head-tracked spatial audio. And how cool is that? And what I didn't mention is that one of Unity's big superpowers is that it utilizes Wi-Fi as its preferred wireless transmission. And that makes for a super big pipeline to stream lossless high-res audio. So sound quality is put at the forefront with that particular headphone. Definitely something to check out. PSB Speakers also made a splash at ISE by introducing its new room-friendly PB8 subwoofer. This is sized at 13 by 13 by 14, that's all in inches, and it carries dual 8-inch drivers with a claim that it hits down to 20 hertz in room, powered by a 500-watt amp. PSB might disagree with me on this, but this sub is probably best relegated to a small to medium-sized room, and though I'd probably stick with a small room on this one, and based on the fact that it's PSB, there's an excellent chance that this little guy can perform as advertised. I think the size of it alone is really appealing, particularly for situations where you're putting it out into a living room or maybe have it in your office. It ships in satin black and satin white, so lots of ways to mix it into your room's decor, and it costs $1,499. The Florida Audio Expo, that's Florida International Audio Expo, kicks off in 2 weeks, set to take place Friday through Sunday, February 16 through 18 at the Embassy Suites by Hilton Tampa Airport West Shore Hotel. I'm sorry. How do they come up with the names of these hotels? The Embassy Suites by Hilton Tampa Airport West Shore Hotel. Okay. Have fun putting that one into ways. The show will have more than 12 floors of audio systems from the industry's most coveted brands, spanning everything from electronics to loudspeakers, and turntables to headphones. In addition, the halls will be crawling, they say, with industry influencers, icons, and product designers. So if you're bopping around the halls there, you may run into a familiar face and get to chat with some folks that you've been looking to meet in person. Pricing is super reasonable, $25 for 1 day and $35 for all 3 days. And if you're a student, you can get in free. And they're running a really cool raffle, giving one student a chance to get access to a 3-day pass that they can then pass along to a companion to get them into the show for free. Head over to our homepage and you'll see an article with links to lodging and tickets and all of that good stuff. And last but not least, Oro is joining AV Nirvana Live. That's a live stream show that we host this coming Wednesday, February 7th at 12 p.m. Eastern. That is right smack dab in the middle of your lunchtime. We're going to be talking shop about immersive audio and the new Oro CX streaming codec. I'll have something about that on our homepage later today, probably tonight. Of course, we have lots more news in the AV industry news section of our forum. So look for a link down in the description or show notes and head on over and educate yourself. And let's talk about some of these topics. All right, shifting gears to movies. Disc critic Michael Scott has two new reviews out. Both are Blu-ray films. One is called Thanksgiving, which is a spinoff of a fake movie trailer shown in the film Grindhouse, which is a really crazy film that kind of takes you right, well, at least it took me back in to the experience of the movie theater back in the 1970s. And the other film is 1992's Jennifer 8, which starred Uma Thurman and Andy Garcia. If you'd like to read Mike's take on these discs, along with a breakdown of their audio and video qualities, visit avnirvana.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see them right there, or look for a link over to Mike's review section right down in the show notes. Definitely come over, read what he has to say, let him know what you think. If you've seen these films, he's a great guy to bounce ideas off of and talk shop with. He knows just about everything there is to know about movies. Media Play News has its latest disc sales numbers out. DVD is still crushing it with a week that captured 60% of the market share. 4K Blu-ray is down 1% to 13% of the market share. Those numbers are for sales through January 20th. Oppenheimer, it was bumped from the top spot by a film called Trolls Band Together. which I'm sure makes Christopher Nolan just cringe. It makes me cringe a little bit. The other three films in the top five are Five Nights at Freddy's, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That's kind of interesting that that's sneaking in there now, and The Expendables 4. The Holdovers remained the most streamed movie last week, followed by the comedy classic Groundhog Day, no surprise there. Past Lives, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Saltburn. That's according to streaming data collected by Just Watch. Now, if you want the ease and convenience of streaming, but you want that quality of the disc experience or better, you're looking straight at Kaleidoscape this week. This Kscape store has a massive sale celebrating Black history. We're talking greats such as Green Book, Bad Boys, Crimson Tide, which is one of my all-time favorite films. I've seen that well over 40 times. Creed, Hotel Rwanda, which is one that I just purchased. There's lots of 4K titles, and pricing is in that $9 to $14 range. So definitely something to check out. Now, for disc deals of the week. Last week, I mentioned that True Lies, The Abyss, and Aliens are all up for pre-order, each one in 4K. I'll leave links to those in the show notes. But for this week, here's a few titles that can be snagged for quarters on the dollar. Well, I kid, but sounded good, but these are pretty inexpensive. All of these are in 4K, and I just mentioned this one. We have Green Book, a totally phenomenal film. We love that one in our home here. It can be had for $10.99. Tom Cruise's American Made, another really solid film, great watch. That's only $10.79. And why not bring a little audio devastation into your home theater room with San Andreas? That's starring The Rock, and that one can be added to your library for just $14.99. Just a fun, blow everything up film. Links are right down in the description. On the gear front, we have a couple of deals to check out. If you're looking for a small portable projector, something that's easy to set up and something you can just toss into your bag and carry around, maybe use it outside, move it from room to room in your home. Well, right now on Amazon, you can buy the Jimmy Mogo 2 projector. That's a 720p projector. It still looks really good to the eye from normal seating distances. It's just $249. That's $150 off list. Now, I've reviewed a few Jimmys over the last year or two. I actually gave one that I purchased to my daughter, one of my daughters that's in college, and she's used it for several years. It's just one of these things that is just so easy to use, just a great buy for the money. So definitely check that out, especially with springtime and summer approaching. And for my second pick, I'm sticking with last week's recommend. That's the Onkyo NR6100. That's a 7.2 channel THX certified network AV receiver. Normally $800. It's still on sale over at Amazon for just $481. And that, folks, right there is what we call serious bang for the buck. It's really hard to believe that something as qualified as the TX-NR 6100 can be had for $20 under $500. And, you know, if you're a Prime member, you're getting that shipped to your house for free. Just such a great deal. All right, home theater fans, that's a wrap for the week beginning February 5, 2024. And hey, Major League Baseball spring training is kicking into action in just 2 weeks. I think it's actually less than 2 weeks now. Pitchers and catchers are reporting. And that, in my opinion, is the best news of all. Please be kind to each other out there. And I look forward to seeing all of you on the home theater forum at avnirvana.com.